coming up on episode number 502. Well, after 4 years, almost 4 years of doing this show and one covered Side of the Moon tribute to Dark Side of the Moon, it's surprising that tonight is going to be the first Pink Floyd cover story on Coverville. And all it took was Roger Waters' birthday, which is coming up in a couple days, to trigger it. Covers of your favorite Pink Floyd songs, as well as some that maybe you don't know, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night at September 4th, 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, where I pick a band or an artist and then play you several different renditions of that band's songs. Some popular, some not so popular, but hopefully all take the song in a new direction, which is the whole reason why we're here. Let's go ahead and get started. When I first made the announcement of the Pink Floyd cover story, I got a couple requests, but of course I've been collecting requests for Pink Floyd songs throughout the years, and I don't know why it took me this long to put something together. Let's get to the request, though. This is something that Nate from the Midlands requested. He is a big fan of David Gilmour and had a great recommendation for a track that was actually part of David Gilmour's last live tour, or at least the live tour from 2006. He featured David Bowie making a cameo appearance on a couple songs, Comfortably Numb, as well as this one, a cover of Arnold Lane, which you'll find on the single Arnold Lane / Dark Globe. Here's David Gilmour and David Bowie with Arnold Lane.
Arnold Lane had a strong hobby. Moonshine washing line, like soon and fine. On the wall hung a tall mirror, distorted view.
as I rise above the tree lines and the clouds, I'll look down, hear the sound of the things you said today.
Quest, that is Fearless by Ambulance Limited from their 2006 EP New English. That was a request by Edwin in San Juan, Puerto Rico. What a beautiful song that is. A great rendition of Pink Floyd's Fearless. Before that, you heard Arnold Lane, David Gilmour, and David Bowie from a live tour that was from 2006. And like I said, it's available as a single, Arnold Lane / Dark Globe. I believe you can find that online at Amazon and or iTunes, so take a look around for that one. And that's going out to Nate from the Midlands as well as Jim Harkins. Well, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine USA, makers of fine speakers and audio products. Let's talk a little bit about their Audio Engine 5s. These are their premium-powered bookshelf speaker system. Now, the size on these basically is less than a sheet of paper as far as their height and width. Depth-wise, they're about, 6 inches deep, maybe, about 8 inches deep, 6 inches wide. Great sound for such a little package, though. And they just totally fill a room with sound. Some of their extra features, and, you know, I'm a big gadget guy, so I like all the little extra features and nice touches that that they can throw in. They have a combo port at the top, which is a USB port that actually has charging built in. So if you're using your iPod, your Zune, any sort of USB charging device, you can plug it right into the top of the speaker and not worry about the battery draining on your audio player. It also has power in the back. And what this is really useful for is things like Airport Expresses, so you can stream your music directly to the device. That's actually how I use mine. But it'll also work with things like the Roku Sound Bridge, the Squeezebox, the Sonos, and I believe the, player that works like a TiVo. I can't remember the name of that. Anyway, things like that that require a plug to charge or to keep going, you plug them in the back. And then there's both an 1/8-inch jack as well as the red and white RCA jacks in the back and on the top with an 1/8-inch jack if you want to have multiple sources of music coming into that. The bass on these is absolutely incredible, and the high notes are just as clear as you'd expect them to be. Fantastic speakers, the Audio Engine 5s from Audio Engine USA. Use the link on coverville.com or just go to coverville.com/audioengine. It'll take you right to their site. Audio Engine USA. Well, last year, Ann Wilson from Heart recorded a cover album called Hope and Glory, featuring a lot of covers of kind of mainstream rock acts, but not necessarily the first songs you think of when you think of those mainstream rock acts. It was an excellent album, and tried to get her on for an interview, and I think I dropped the ball on that one. I don't think I responded to an email from her label. We'll have to wait until the next album she releases, I guess. Here's a cover of Pink Floyd's Goodbye Blue Sky, performed here by Ann Wilson from that album, Hope and Glory.
Goodbye. So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? And can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile.
somewhere between straight ahead cover and satire lies the Polka Floyd Show with their cover right there of Have a Cigar. This comes from their self-titled album, which came out last year, I believe. I think it's great. You know, it's very hard to straddle that line between something that could so easily be a parody or a satire. And they do such an amazing job of making the covers meaningful and not funny, if you know what I mean. Have a Cigar there by the Polka Floyd Show. Before that, you heard Chris McKay from a tribute album called Echoes of Pink, which came out in 2002 with her cover of Wish You Were Here. Now, Chris McKay is from Austin. She was actually a member, the lead singer of a band down there called The Wild Seeds. And when they broke up, she went solo, had some label issues, and finally made a comeback, and is now doing some great solo work, as well as an album. Boy, it's either coming out or it just came out with some great covers on it, a cover of English Beats, Save It for Later, which I've been meaning to check out. That's Chris McKay with her cover of Wish You Were Here. And then we started off with Ann Wilson, another famous lead singer from a famous band. Heart was the band she was in. And last year she put out a solo covers album called Hope and Glory, including her cover there of Pink Floyd's Goodbye Blue Sky. Just to kind of let you know of something fun that's going on tomorrow, Friday the 5th. If you look on the website popdose.com, I'm going to be a guest contributor to their blog for a special Coverville edition of Name That Tune. Every Friday, or usually every Friday, they produce a Name That Tune game where you have 22 songs and a bonus track to identify. And they've asked me to step in and be kind of a guest contributor tomorrow. So make sure to go to popdose.com, popdose.com tomorrow and be part of the Coverville Name That Tune edition of their game, of their Name That Tune game. All right, let's continue with another solo album, I guess this wasn't a cover album because it only included a couple of covers. This is by Martha Wainwright, whose voice is just so unique and lovely that I can't stop listening to her. And the title of her album has got to be the best one so far this year. I Know You're Married, But I've Got Feelings Too is the name of the album. Martha Wainwright, of course, the sister of Rufus and the daughter of Loudon Wainwright III. Here's her cover of See Emily Play, one of those early Pink Floyd tracks.
Tries but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dream till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play free games for me. Hardly sound till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try. Thank you.
floating down through the clouds. Memories come rushing up to meet me now in the space between the heavens and in the corner of some foreign field. I had a dream. I had a dream. Goodbye, Max. Goodbye, Mom. After the service, when you're walking slowly to the car and the silver in her hair shines in the cold November air, you hear the tolling bell and touch the silk in your lapel, and as the teardrops rise to meet the comfort of the band, take her frail hand and hold on to the dream. Can speak out loud about your doubts and fears, and what's more, no one ever disappears. You never hear their standard issue kicking in your door. You can relax on both sides of the tracks, and maniacs don't blow holes in bandsmen by remote control, and everyone has recourse to the law, and no one kills the children anymore. No one kills the children anymore. Night after night, going round and round my brain. His dream is driving me insane. In the corner some foreign field, the gunner sleeps tonight. What's done is done. We cannot just write off his final scene. Take heed of his dream. Take heed.
Hello, is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone home? Come on now, I hear you feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax, I need some information first. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts?
Smooth, but I can't hear what you're saying.
Now that is an amazing rendition of that song. The beautifully voiced Dar Williams from New England with her cover of Comfortably Numb from her 2005 album My Better Self. Absolutely fantastic version of that song. Before that, The Gunner's Dream. This is a pre-release, an upcoming album by Will T. Massey. It's coming out this coming Tuesday, September 9th, I believe. In my notes here. Yes, September 9th, you'll be able to pick up his new album called Wayward Lady. He's also from Austin, a solo performer who's worked with part of the Heartbreakers, Tom Petty's band. That song is called The Gunner's Dream, and it will be available on his upcoming album, Wayward Lady. And then that set started off with See Emily Play, performed by Martha Wainwright from her newest album, I Know You're Married, But I've Got Feelings Too. Great album title and great album to go along with it. Definitely worth checking out. Well, we've got time for one more. If that Comfortably Numb cover didn't do it for you and the Goodbye Blue Sky song earlier didn't complete your craving for the wall covers, let's try and get that need satiated in just over 5 minutes. Actually, it's about 6.5 minutes, but it's called the 5-minute version of The Wall. It's performed by Rat Bat Blue, who got their name from the Deep Purple song, I believe, and it comes from a 2003 compilation called A Fair Forgery of Pink Floyd, a great double disc set of Pink Floyd covers, some terrific stuff on there. And this right here, the 5-minute version of The Wall. Enjoy.
You too, and the sea may look warm to you, babe, but Dad has flown across the ocean. And when we grew up and went to school, there were certain teachers who hurt the children in any way they could. Vera, Vera, what has become of you? Does anybody else in here feel the way I do?
That is your 5-minute version of The Wall, performed by Rat Bat Blue from the 2003 compilation A Fair Forgery of Pink Floyd. It was two discs. One was the Us disc, the other was the Them disc, and featured some great covers spanning the entire career of Pink Floyd. And that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to get in touch with me for any reason, make a request, ask a question, whatever, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER. I use those audio requests to compile the Sunday night all request shows, so make sure you get your request in there, right? And then you might just hear yourself in the podcast. Wow! You can also post a message on the weblog or in the forums at coverville.com. There's a thriving forum community and a lot of lively discussions happening on the comments section, so make sure to check that out. Also, if it's Friday or before Friday, make sure to check out popdose.com for the Coverville Name That Tune contest. I guess even after the contest is over, you can still go and see if you can name those tunes. You just won't be eligible for fabulous prizes like the other people will be who get there early. Wink, wink. And we will be back on Sunday with another edition of the All Request Show. Get your picks in, your requests, your suggestions in now. And until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.